Hi, and welcome to today's broadcast. And today I'm kind of putting together the third lesson on prayer, which is based off of Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. What we find there is simply this: "But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you openly." Now, these words that we find in this particular passage of Matthew's Gospel highlight what kind of constitutes the very first public teaching that Jesus has about prayer. It's an emphasis of something that he kind of hints at other places in his ministry, and especially in his private example of going up into the mountain alone to pray, or even being in the Garden of Gethsemane and not having all of his disciples with him, just Peter, James, and John, and then going off all by himself to pray. So we kind of see this lesson being kind of shown that there needs to be some type of moment that's just between you and God where you're truly praying. And this is kind of the emphasis here. It does not deter from the simple fact that we still have liturgical moments of prayer, but it's just showing that in addition to all these other moments, you need to have a moment where it's just you and the good Lord Jesus Christ, or you and God, just to communicate and talk and have fellowship one with another. The principle behind this need for a secret place of prayer is just simply that everyone must have some type of solitary spot where they can be alone with God. It's kind of a reminder that it's the time that you spend where you're truly intimate with him and are sharing with him, in the sense of being a true pupil of his learning from prayer what true prayer can truly be, and being developed in this one-on-one moment. It kind of goes with the simple philosophy that every teacher needs a schoolroom, and our ultimate schoolroom in prayer is truly just getting alone with God and praying with him. Just as he had already taught us that we've reviewed with the woman in Samaria, that worship is no longer confined to any time or specific place, true spiritual worship must have kind of this moment of being alone. In order to truly teach us prayer and to truly develop an intimate relationship with God, we must have a fixed spot or time in which we can daily meet with our God in prayer. It's a spot that can change from day to day, depending upon if you're going from town to town as a traveling salesperson or some other type of business where you have to move around, or it could be at a different time each day depending upon what your schedule is, but having at least some fixed time every day that you put aside to go to a specific place or something like that to really get along with God, this is what's necessary. It's because without this place of secret prayer or quiet time, where you're really spending time in the presence of God, you'll never truly learn how to be prepared as one of those true worshipers that Jesus spoke of to the woman in Samaria. Because in these moments where we get alone with God, where we truly learn the true effectiveness of prayer. Now, I want to emphasize just by saying this, it does not mean that we do not need to go to Sunday Mass or participate in public liturgy. It just means that in addition to that, we need to have moments where it's just us and Jesus and nobody else. It's kind of like when you're a parent, you still need to have those moments where you're not mom or dad, you're yourself, and having what, as one wife or mother described it to me, as being me time. And it's kind of those moments that you need to have with Jesus in prayer and to learn what it is to truly pray right. So when we kind of look at what would be necessary to have this particular type of classroom, if you will, on prayer, Let's try to look at what we definitely need for this place to be. The first need is to make sure that the schoolroom is someplace that you really want to be at, where you can be relaxed. For many people, it's finding some place that's kind of outdoorsy. Other people, it's just getting alone into a place where there's no distractions. Whatever you need to be able to focus more intimately on prayer, this should be the need that you address when you're looking for a specific time or place. For some people, especially if you work overnights, it might be when everybody goes to bed. It can also be for those who work during the day and are up real early in the morning. It could be those moments that you set aside where it's just you alone with God before everybody wakes up. And it can be when you're out fishing. It could be sometime in the middle of the day when it's just you, God, and the fish. Whatever it is, you need to have those moments. When you are looking at this particular moment where you're alone with God, it should be noted that there are there is a specific emphasis that Jesus places upon this secret place of prayer, and it has to do with understanding God as our Father. Because when he states that you need to have this alone time, he kind of emphasizes three different times in this particular verse the name of the Father as something very important for us to grasp. We're told we're to pray to the Father, and that our Father will recompense us publicly. He also, in a verse following it, reminds us that our Father does know what things we have need of before we even asked it, but we haven't quite gotten to that part yet. But it's kind of this emphasis that the first thing we need to understand when we have this particular private time with God is that it's all about meeting with him as our Father, to have that father-child moment. Sons and daughters relate to their fathers a little bit differently, and being only male, I'm not exactly sure the other needs that say a woman would have in the presence of God. But it's just understanding that when we get alone with God, we're approaching him as our Father and developing that particular type of relationship. So that's kind of important. So when we realize that we have this moment with God, the first thing we must realize is that when we get into our prayer closets or wherever it is that we specifically designate that prayer is to be on a daily basis, time, place notwithstanding, is that we're doing this to meet with God, our Father. The very light that shines into this prayer closet must be the light of God as our Father, this radiance that comes from heaven that shows that God does care for us more so than we might even be able to ask or think. So the air that we kind of smell and breathe when we're in these prayer moments is that God is our Father and that he loves us. So this is kind of the whole development that comes out of this. So that each thought or petition that we breathe out will be simple, childlike in its trust, and truly loving as it would be if we were talking with our own earthly Father. And this is kind of the basis of the lesson that we have in prayer that comes from having this secret place, this private time, this alone time with God, these intimate moments where it's just you, God, and a Bible, maybe in some cases, or maybe even a prayer book or some type of prayer help aid that you would have, whether it be a prayer card or some other help icon or whatever it is that you use at that point in time. So when we develop this, one of the things that we need to understand that's kind of highlighted is that when we pray to our Father, we understand we're praying to somebody who is in secret himself. We don't always see God in every situation where he's at, because as one atheist once described him, he's an invisible man. And it's more than just that he's invisible. It's just that he doesn't demonstrate himself in the public ways that a show-off would. So he's not showing off. He hides himself from the worldly eye, the carnal eye, as can be described in some areas of Christianity. And it's basically understanding that as long as we're preoccupied with the things of the world or even our own thoughts and exercises, we won't be able to meet with the one who truly is a spirit that we're trying to worship in spirit and truth, because he's unseen in that sense. He doesn't want to magnify you and yours. He wants to be magnified. So in withdrawing to this secret place, this prayer closet, as it's been termed, you withdraw yourself from all that is in the world and prepare yourself to meet with God alone. This is when we truly get the experience of getting to know God one-on-one, and to truly know that he is as real as the chair or desk or iPad or other listening device that you're listening to right now, because this is where he is truly found. Because as you forsake and shut out the life of the world that surrounds yourself to be led by God, you are going to be brought into the secret presence of God himself. You're going to be brought into this throne room, and the very presence of God and his love will truly touch you in these moments and make this place of prayer something so intimate and so magnificent that it truly will transform the way that you move forward. So at an early stage in prayer, when we're kind of approaching Jesus, not just as our teacher, but understanding that we ourselves must always have the true spirit of prayer to be a true worshiper, a worshiper that's a worshiper in character and also in the reality of what it is we possess as our faith, more or less, that we get led into this presence of God. It is in the secrecy of this inner room and closed door that separation from everything all around us leads us into the secret of God's tabernacle, where true faith can be basically brought to life and really made more. I always kind of liken it to the intimate moment that a husband has with his wife when they're basically doing what's termed as the marital act, or having that intercourse part of the marital relationship, where it's just the two people alone together. If you have a husband and wife that never have that kind of intimacy, there's something missing in the relationship. Even though they may go to dinner together, they may go out to movies and do everything else that could be considered fun date night activities, if they never have that moment where it's just that person with the other person, the development of the relationship kind of gets stunted. And I think we can see that in a lot of different relationships. So we need this secret place to be able to get in contact with God, who is, in a sense, invisible, because he's calling us to a more intimate relationship than just something that's all about public show and kind of glorifies, in a sense, the individual rather than magnifying the true nature of intimacy with God. And it's when you realize that this is kind of a heart and soul moment of prayer that you see how all prayer, whether it's public or private, is all about developing this deep intimacy, this deep relationship with God, and not merely about having a religious practice that you just do by going to church and trying to receive a blessing, or going into a prayer closet and just receiving answers to faith by naming and claiming and so on and so forth. It really gets down to the whole how you are to truly learn to pray properly. And it's founded in the words, your Father who is in secret. He's waiting there for you to find him. He's waiting there for you to just get alone and have that intimate moment with him. Too often, when you listen to people talk about prayer, especially really devout Christians, they don't understand how their personal private prayers could be more effective, because it's at those moments that they feel weak and sinful and kind of withdraw from the presence of God. It's kind of, if you listen to some of those that when they talk about how they really don't know how to pray, or they really don't have that much to pray. So there's little or no faith or joy in being able to have those moments with God. And a lot of this leads to a deep discouragement and kind of prevents them from continuing on to prayer, because they don't really come to the Father in the sense of truly trying to develop an intimacy with Him. They don't understand that He is a Father who waits for them in secret. And if they'll get into a secret place, if they'll develop their daily moments of prayer, if they even just for a couple minutes just pray simple prayers that they know already, whether they be Our Father's, Glory Be's, or in some cases just praying the rosary, to have moments of prayer, that they never develop this inner life, this intimacy that develops the relationship side of Christianity and kind of transforms it from just being an empty, hollow religion to something more of a deeper relationship that you have with God. And as a result of your relationship with God, something you have with everybody else around you and can truly transform your life. One of the things that you need to understand is, just because you are kind of in a prayerless situation, to where you really just don't feel drawn into prayer like you would think that a true saint ought to be, that's not when you avoid the presence of God. That's when you go into these secret places and you actually have those moments where you talk to God like you would. Where you would talk to God like you would with a friend. And this is very, very important. Just as the Father pities His children, so the Lord pities you. Have this thought in your mind, that it's not how little you have to bring God, but more how much He wants to provide for you. Put the emphasis on God, not on you. It's not about your weakness, it's about His ability. If you can go into your prayer closet understanding that He forgives every sin, you'll find a loving God that will draw you deeper into a holier lifestyle where you won't have the struggle with sin like you have right now today. So if you think about His wonderful, tender, and even pitying, loving characteristic of His nature, you'll be drawn to prayer, and prayer will become something more about what your life can be. In fact, when you do feel cold and indifferent or prayerless or an unworthy sinner that probably shouldn't be in there, these are the things that you need to go tell Him about. It's not that you're going to surprise Him, it's that you need to get alone with Him and explain to Him, you know, Lord, this is how sinful I am, this is what I'm struggling with, this is what I really need help with, and the world is cold and dark because of these reasons. And when you can do that and get that development in, that's when you start breaking these chains off your life and start actually being transformed, because you start finding in answer to these prayers that you're going to find these moments where God shows you His loving heart, and He'll warm you up and give you more of a reason to be more like Him, because you're sharing these moments of intimacy and He gives you the grace that you need to overcome temptation and sinfulness and stuff. And that's why if we even look at like the model prayer, which we'll get to in time, of the Lord's Prayer, we find the words, you know, give us our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those, and lead us not into temptation, just deliver us from evil. These here are specific needs that we have, that when we get alone in prayer, we can pray and talk about. But, you know, that's, we'll deal with that a little bit more later in another lesson, but Just know that if you can kind of get along with God and really voice these things out, you'll be able to shut your door, have your time alone with God, and pray to God who is in secret, who isn't out there for the world. It's more of an intimate relationship with you, and you can find Him as your Father and start really developing His relationship. And we come with the promise that comes with this, that what He sees in secret, what you basically bring to Him in this private, intimate moment between you and Him, this is when He can bless your prayer and recompense you. Because what He sees in secret, He's going to recompense. He's going to basically reward you with some kind of external blessing. As to what it is, it's the answer to your prayer. But this is where you begin to see that the true secret to prayer is that no prayer is ever truly without some type of benefit, without some type of fruitfulness, without some type of result, if you will. When we get in secret and get alone with God and we entrust our life to Him, that's when He begins to move in our lives and really change things so that we can get deeper with Him. And when we allow Him to work in this way, we begin to really understand just how much of a Father He truly is, how much He truly cares for us, and how faithful He truly is to us. And this will inspire even more simplicity of faith in us and confidence that our true praying moments with Him will bring an external result. You can't have that moment of privacy with your spouse where it's just you and them and not have some type of outside the bedroom benefit, if you will. In some cases, it does lead to children and offspring, but in other cases, it goes to a certain level of being able to relate that's not plausible without those particular moments with the intimate, private moments that husbands and wives do share with one another. Because just as God meets us in secret, we basically are able to find the blessing that comes down. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We're told in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe verse 6, when it talks about it, without faith it's impossible to please God, because we must first realize that He is and understand that He rewards us. The blessing that the prayer closet brings down is not based on how strong or how effective I feel my prayers are, but rather upon my perception of the love and power of God to whom I entrust those particular needs. And this is why private prayer is so very important, why developing intimacy in prayer is so very important. It's an intimacy that begins with these private moments and even goes into how we relate to Him in public worship. A lot of people have problems with public worship because they say they get nothing out of it, but if all you do is go on dates, you'll never develop that more internal connection between you and the other person that develops from having Netflix nights at home on the couch versus going out to the theater to watch the latest movie or sitting at a ball game or some other event where you go out, whether it be to the orchestra or to a music fest somewhere. There's a need for one-on-one moments to develop this intimacy. And a lot of people forget that when they're talking about God. And this is what Jesus wants to stress when He says, get your prayer closet together, have your set time and place where you're going to get along with Him every day, because this is when you come in contact with God, who is and sees and hears everything that you do, and it's there that with confidence you'll find Him and be able to begin to trust and depend on Him in ways that really are indescribable until you actually do. And it's when we kind of go further into this that Jesus wants to further develop this idea of God's love for us, when He points out that God does, your Father does know what needs you have need of before you asked Him. It's not so much that it's not the whole why prayer is not necessary, but it actually shows why prayer is an intimate exchange. Just because God knows far better than we do what our need is, we go into our prayer closet to discover what it is we truly need from God in these exchanges that happen only in prayer. We aren't in need, as unbelievers do, to use many and urgent pleas to compel an unwilling God to listen to us, because our Father sees in secret. He loves us, and what we share with Him intimately in secret, this is what gets blessed openly. It's not this vain repetition of just going to church on Sunday and having a liturgy and hearing the word of God preached and maybe experiencing the blessing of communion. It's about more than just the external. It's about the internal. It's about the you and God relationship side of everything. And it's the one thing that should bring us even more of a desire. Because when we are actually praying in secret, we start to develop this knowledge of, wait a minute, does God really know that I need this? Because if he doesn't, do I really need this? And it kind of transforms our prayer in that sense. So if we understand that if there's any delay in an answer, it just teaches us to persevere and learn God's presence as a Father more, because we might be needing a deeper faith to be able to go deeper and to experience it. Or it may be a change in our attitudes or characters about a certain topic or situation, because we're not approaching it in a way that truly is loving and an expression of who God is to us and in our lives. And it's one of those things that if we truly understand that God sees in secret, rewards openly, and he does know what we need, that we can truly talk with him. We can truly have the confidence that when we express something that we truly need, God's going to answer that with a yes. It's not this whole, oh, sometimes God answers with a yes, sometimes with a no, and then other times a maybe. It's because we don't really understand prayer as a moment where we truly discover from God what it is that we truly need, what's truly good for us, and that we truly can believe in, because in prayer, we experience this true knowledge that if we truly petition something that we're asking for, that we truly need, we can trust in him to make it come to work out in our lives. If the answer's delayed, it's because it's being worked out in our lives in a way that we can't even begin to imagine how it impacts us and can change us and benefit us in a much greater way. So, if there's one thing you take away from this, it's just that you need to have a private place of prayer. You need to have this intimate moment with God. And you need to dwell very much in this inner room of prayer where you shut the door, get away from other people, and just get alone with God. This is kind of the key thing here. Get alone with God. Have these moments where you find your Heavenly Father waiting for you there, and you can truly experience what it is to be taught prayer from your teacher, Jesus, your intercessor, the one who prays for you at the right hand of God. And when you're there alone with God in this secret, intimate moment of prayer, that you begin to find your highest joy and the highest purpose to which you're able to get at, because you come in contact with a loving God, a God who truly does not want to say no to you, who truly does want the best for you, and will lead you into much greater things. So take this encouragement. Get alone with your God who knows what your need is and allows you to ask and gives you the right and the liberty and the freedom to ask whatever it is that you need, and to know that when you ask these things, he knows you need it, and he will make it happen in your life. And that should develop your faith to where you can find the real assurance that God will supply everything that you need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And with that, you turn in prayer. Blessed Savior, with our whole heart, we bless you for the appointment of the inner room as a school where you meet with each one of your pupils alone and reveal to them your Heavenly Father. O Lord, strengthen our faith in the Father's tender love and kindness, so that when we get alone with God, we find the true loving God that we seek, and develop within us a first distinctive thought that when sinful or troubled, that we may go to where we know that our Father waits for us, a private place of prayer where no blessing can ever be withheld from us. Let every thought that he knows my need before I even bring it bring in a more restfulness of faith in our hearts, to a deeper trust that He will give to us what His child requires. Let this place of secret prayer become to each one of us the most blessed spot and moment that we can have with God in our lives on earth. Lord, hear us as we pray, that You would be everywhere to bless every one of the closets of Your believing people. Let Your wonderful revelation of the Father's tender love free us as young children from every thought of secret prayer as some kind of duty or burden, and lead us to regard it as one of the highest privileges of our life, a true joy and a real blessing. Bring back all those who've been discouraged because they cannot find anything to bring to You in prayer. May they see that they only need to come with their emptiness before Him who has everything to give and will delight in giving it to us, to motivate each one of us to these secret moments of deep, intimate prayer. And let us find that our one thought that we should never be without in any prayer is to bring that prayer to our Father, a Father who waits in secret to give us every blessing that we truly need. Bless especially the inner room of all Your servants as a place where God's truth and grace can be revealed in a much more intimate way to each one of us, where daily waiting upon You, we get anointed with the fresh oil of Your Holy Spirit, where our strength is renewed, and the blessings with which we are to bless others is received by us in faith. O Lord, draw us all into the closet, into a near and more intimate relationship with You and our Heavenly Father. Amen. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.